Chapter 8. Equality. Nelson was free, but life in South Africa continued to be difficult. Nelson started working for the ANC again. He traveled to 14 countries. "Thank you for supporting me," said Nelson in each country. He asked for money to support the ANC. The clerk began to change some apartheid laws, but some things were the same. Black people could not vote. People also continued to fight in some parts of South Africa. Some black people from different groups did not support the ANC. Nelson and the clerk worked hard together. They wanted to make South Africa a good place for everyone to live. In 1993, they won the Nobel Peace Prize. Apartheid ended in 1994. That year, for the first time, all South Africans could vote. It was another important moment in history. Nearly 20 million people voted for a new government. Nelson Mandela got the most votes. He became South Africa's first black president at 75 years old. Nelson continued to work hard, but it was not easy to make things fair. Nelson wanted everyone to be equal, but many black people were poor because of apartheid. Things were not equal in South Africa. Nelson tried to make things fair. There were black people and white people in his government. He worked hard for all South African children to go to school, not only white children. But some white South African people did not want a black president. "Maybe sport will bring us together," thought Nelson. In 1995, the Rugby World Cup came to South Africa. The South African rugby players were called the Springboks, and most of them were white. The Springboks won the World Cup. Nelson met the players and gave them the trophy. Nelson wore the Springboks shirt and hat because he wanted to show his support for them. "Maybe Nelson is a good president," some white South African people started to think.